Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Paul, let's start with you. It was in your church where I guess a great deal of the community found themselves in lockdown for a time. What was your experience of the Ottawa shooting firsthand?
I got a phone call early in the morning from a member of the Canadian Armed Forces who's a friend of mine who had all sorts of information and heard about it before we had. The news radio picked it up pretty quickly about the shooting at the War Memorial. And so we were told to lock the doors and stay away from windows. And it was a small group actually with us, but we were locked down for the morning. And it was terrifying. It felt like we had been violated. As the story progressed through the morning and we heard about not only a gunman at the War Memorial and a death of an Armed Forces member, but also then hearing him go to Parliament Hill and something like 30 shots fired within our very parliament. It was a violating experience.
How much in real time was the coverage of that story from your perspective, Bill?
Well, we're not a news station, but we had just an incredible influx of, you know, people texting to us and emailing us and calling us. And unfortunately, most of the information that was coming in was unverified. So, you know, all we could do is, frankly, just, you know, sit around, hold hands and pray.
Paul, you shot a video. For those who haven't seen it, share with us what you captured and why.
It dawned on me that being in the church, only three blocks where all of this was taking place, that it was important for me to reach out to, first of all, my parishioners, using the internet and YouTube and the rest, just grabbing my iPhone and shooting a short four-minute video. But I realized also there'd be other Christians and others outside the church or the city who might want to see it as well. So I filmed it, calling us to pray, calling us to gather later in the week, obviously, to continue to talk through this, and calling on the Christian community in the city to be prepared to be witnesses. Because in a moment like this, of course, so many are going to cry out and say, where is God in all of this? And, you know, if they've got Christians in their workplace, my prayer was that we'd be able to stand up and give an account for the hope that is in us.
I want to talk about how many times you've heard that question asked of you in a few moments, Paul. But Bill, your radio station being a Christian voice in that community, your listeners' response and how did they express the grief that and the shock that they were going through at this point?
Well, by the time a news rolled around, there was a lot more verifiable information, and we do a special request show, just a music show. It's usually a lot of fun, but all of the requests that came in were people asking for prayer, asking for specific songs, dedicating them to the first responders, because there were so many people involved who responded so rapidly, and of course, we're under tremendous stress, and of course, to the family of the victim.
Paul, when the lockdown was released and you were able to step outside of your church building, what was that sense like? There still must have been a palpable air of, could there be more? Where do I look for safety from here? What was going through your heart and mind?
Well, like Bill said, there was a lot of unsubstantiated reports still going on throughout the day. Numbers of gunmen, were there more? Were the SWAT team still looking for more? At one point, a story of a gunman on a motorbike riding around town. So when we left, finally, we were leaving out of a section of Centertown that had been cleared by the police and the military. I basically jumped in my car as fast as I could and took off and got out of there once I knew that my staff had been cleared and were gone. But it was surreal today going back downtown to the church, going to my usual Starbucks, walking around and realizing that yesterday I had literally stepped foot outside the church but a few moments with that great sense of fear. So I think the sense was really surreal. I got to say, though, you know, we got out early. There were so many dear friends, parishioners and dear friends. I think of my friend Al Fleming, who was locked in for 10 hours. I mean, they were locked down up right up in the Parliament Hill for 10 hours. Remarkable stories.
Bill, so often is the case with radio stations that there is a greater audience at breakfast time. So what was the response from your audience as you woke to that new sunrise after the day that had gone before?
Well, I think this morning, you know, as Father Paul said, it's still very surreal. You know, we had dear friends working with cabinet ministers in the government who were held until quite late last night. They were being transferred from the center block to other buildings in guarded buses and whatnot. So I think it was a pretty sleepy town this morning. But as I went around, doing our daily activities, everybody we ran into still wanted to talk about it. It was still the first thing that was on everyone's minds. And everybody, it's a small small city, Duane. It's the capital, but there's only about 1 million people in the entire region. And so everybody knows somebody, and everybody had a story to tell and wanted to share it. I think they just wanted to kind of get that out.
As we head into a weekend in Australia, and you do too shortly, Paul, how will you be marking the week that's gone by with your church family?
Our desire is to deal with these kind of questions head on. We've obviously, as of Wednesday, as soon as this happened, going home that night, seeing my family and being reunited, the immediate next thought was, well, what are we going to do on Sunday? And so obviously the sermon I was working on went out the window and began working on something different, really addressing the question of evil, addressing the question of where is God in this, and the ability to, more than anything, first priority, speak the gospel over the situation, to say, we've seen evil. And we need to remember two things about that. First of all, that evil's not far from us. The line of good and evil runs through every human heart. So we need to not vilify this particular man, Michael Ziaf Bibo, and say, you know, he's the problem. Evil's the problem, evil that lives in this world. And to say the second thing about that Jesus has come to deal with that, to deal with it head on in the cross. And so our goal is to speak the gospel over this. We hope people will come in, perhaps you've never been to church before or haven't been for a long time, with those questions, and to have an honest place to discuss that and speak the gospel over them, the gospel of new life.
Bill, as the general manager of a radio station, you're often the proxy voice of a community. The staff, your own staff, how have they coped with having that role, and what supports are they needing right now? Because there is this tidal wave of grief and emotion that's in your ears, in your headphones all of the time as a broadcaster. I can empathise with that, having lived through various crises here in Australia. What's been the response for your people?
Well, you know, the amazing and the blessing, Duane, is that as people of faith, as Christians and believers in Jesus Christ, it's amazing how, you know, we just pull together and it really helps us push the fear back, and, you know, a lot of the sensationalism and whatnot, we've just pushed it all back, and we're just there to serve, you know, as Father Paul. We have this tremendous unity in faith in our region. In fact, a week from this Friday, there's Ottawa Civic Prayer Breakfast, and it's specifically there to pray for first responders, and we've been doing that for about 5 years now, and I know that again will be an entirely different tone because of what's just happened.
So guys, let's finish up with some prayer points from here in Australia as perhaps we head off to our own church families over the weekend at some point, or even today, or even now if we take a moment. Where would you like us to begin our prayers for the people there in an effective way?
Well, I think that, first of all, we need to be obviously praying for the victims' families, all victims. We've got Nathan Cirillo, who was killed on Wednesday. We also had another soldier who was targeted on Monday, Patrice Vincent, in Quebec. So these two soldiers' families, but also the family of the accused, Michael Ziaf Bibo. His family today, at least in a radio, we're talking about essentially disowning him and the horrors of this. And so we need to pray for all of them, all the victims in this, and those who are wounded. But also I'd say for our leaders, I pray that this would be a time of great wisdom for our leaders. I was so impressed to see in the Parliament building today, or in the House of Commons, to see all these different parties united around this. One thing that was said by someone, I don't know if it was the Prime Minister or the Leader of the Opposition, said, you know, we need to remember that we're not enemies in this chamber, we're opponents. And so if we can pray about wisdom growing in our leaders and even how they interact with one another for the sake of the nation, I think that would be really important.
Bill, that's a pretty comprehensive overview. Would you like to add anything?
Well, only our first responders. I've worked with them. Of course, we do in media, as you know, work very closely with the first responders, the fire, the police, the paramedics. In this case, we have the Ottawa Police and the RCMP and the Hill security staff. And of course, you know, when there's something like this happens, and it's the blood pressure rises, and there's potential for just little small personal injuries and accidents, but their families go through tremendous stress, just, you know, because they're out of touch with them and just wondering and being fearful, and that doesn't go away. That stays with them. Sometimes, as you know, with post-traumatic stress disorder and so on, can stay with them for a great long time. So I would pray that they would have peace and courage and, of course, faith.
Bill Stevens, General Manager of Family Radio, CHRI 99.1 FM, thank you so much for your time. And Reverend Paul Donison, to you too. And we'll be holding both you gentlemen up in our prayers as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.